Christians to Worship and the Study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, coming to you from Island Community Church. Thank you for joining us here today, friends, on this Tuesday. Thank you for spending 30 minutes of your Tuesday with me, with us here. We're tuning into God's frequency here today, WGOD, if I had a radio station, and if those call letters were available, oh, man, that would be it. WGOD. I love the fact that God's always broadcasting. And if you remember the old days when radios had knobs on them, and if you ever done some traveling, it's static and you got to keep turning the dial and then you finally would hear someone speaking. That's the truth and the fact with the Word of God. WGOD, God is always broadcasting. He always has a word for you if you go to where he speaks. And that's in the word, that's in his word to us. We're in the book of Romans. We're going to pick it up here in verse 16 of chapter 1, where the apostle Paul writes, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith." That's our launching point here for today. We're also going to look at, well, the Apostle Paul is going to wield a mighty sword here. And the purpose between now here in chapter 3, around verse 19, is no one can stand before God on judgment day and say, "I'm not a sinner," or to say, "You were not fair to me." He's going to say here in a few verses, which we're going to spend a lot of time looking at, it says his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they, or you, or me, are without excuse. Nothing you can say. The evidence is plain and clear. God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, and they're understood by the things that are made. Friend, there's no such thing as an atheist. And the word agnostic, the word means stupid. And now that you know what the word means, I'm sure you wouldn't call yourself that. You wouldn't wear a shirt that says, "I'm with stupid," and the arrow pointing up instead of a cross. If you knew what it means, you wouldn't do something like that. That's where we're at here today. We're in Romans chapter 1. This will play today, obviously, and tomorrow, Wednesday. We're having service tomorrow night. We're in the book of Galatians chapter 3. And you're invited. We would love to see you 6 o'clock Wednesday night, 6 to 7. You are invited. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Then we'll be back with the book of Revelation here on the radio. We're in chapter 13 looking at the Antichrist and false prophet. That'll be on here Thursday and Friday. Sunday morning, we'll be back in the book of Romans here in chapter 3 this coming week. But here we go. We're in Romans chapter 1. I've entitled this sermon, "The Dynamite of God." All right, now we just started a new series in here last week in the book of Romans. Now I've decided to go through these books a little different this time through. Instead of going verse by verse through long books like this one and like the book of Acts, which is next on my docket, I'm going to go through a little bit quicker. Now we left off with the intro to the book of Romans last week. Starting today, the Apostle Paul is going to wield a mighty sword, and he's going to show that everyone is a sinner, to the Jew first and then the Gentile, as he's going to call them. You're a sinner. I'm a sinner.
Your children are sinners. Everyone's a sinner. And everyone is without excuse. To the Jew first, and also to the Gentiles, whom he is going to refer to here as the Greek. So today we'll look at the problem. And then next week we'll be shown the solution. Now let's pick it up here today. We're in Romans chapter 1, and we're going to pick it up in verse 16. All on the handout. Let's start from the top on there. Let's pray first before we go any further. Lord, we come to you in Jesus' name. Without you blessing us and opening our eyes, we'll never understand. Speak to us now. Open our eyes and our ears. Show us where we fall short, where we've been deceived. Speak to us through your word. Lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit. We praise you now, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Okay, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. All right, so back then you could have said there's two types of people in this world, Jews and Greeks. But remember, we were introduced to a third group last Sunday, and that was the foreigner, whom the Bible called the barbarian. So a barbarian, all that meant back then, was someone that didn't speak Hebrew or Greek is all that meant. A foreigner. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power or the dynamite of God to salvation for everyone who believes. For the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So Paul's not ashamed of the gospel, and neither should we, because look at the power that's contained in the gospel. Who would ever be ashamed of that? The gospel, that is the message contained in the New Testament, that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish. Or with the heart man believes unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. This overall message is full of dynamite. Because this is where the explosion occurs. For that Greek word here that's translated power is the word dunamis, where our word dynamite comes from. But also, don't forget the underlying reason for good news. Remember, euangelion, the word for gospel, means good news. But I'm here to tell you today that you can't have good news without first some bad. Right? You've got to have bad news. Otherwise, good is not good, right? Good's just another word all along on an island. You see, first you have to have some bad news before you can have good news. When compared to bad, I mean, good is now great. But the bad news is, this is my Father's world, and the wages of sin is death. That's the bad news. More on that coming up. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it, that is the gospel message. God loves you, sent his Son to die on the cross in your place. That's the good news. Or with the heart, one believes. That is, you hear the gospel message, you hear Jesus is Lord, you say, that's for me, count me in. With the heart, one believes. That's the, and you can't make that on your own. You need help. You cannot believe. Your faith is a gift from God. With the heart, one believes. With the mouth, confession is made. Jesus is Lord, and he's my Lord. Now, there's, the Bible says, there is dynamite there in that message. A combination of you hearing that and the explosion of the gospel in your heart creates this explosion here. Dynamite. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it, that's the gospel message, is the dynamite of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it, that's the gospel message, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. Meaning, in the message of the gospel, now comes the revelation of how to get right with God. After all these years, finally comes the revelation of how can you get right with God? What can you do to inspire God to obliterate your sins, totally cleanse you from every sin you've ever committed, for God to write your name in the book of life, and for God, the next time the accuser of the brethren wants to argue about you, for God says, that person there belongs to me. So in it, this message of the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. Anytime you read that word righteous, that's what it means. It's a judicial word. Where God's got, you see, this will not suffice. God's got one like this. A giant gavel where he slammed, like you're at the fair, ding, boing, up goes that ball up there. I mean, how about them words to hear this morning on this Sunday morning? God, to declare your name. Remember Jesus said, whoever confesses me before men, him I will confess before my Father, which is in heaven. Try that on for size. I mean, that's good news. God's told me how to do it. I respond in faith. I believe Jesus Christ is Lord. And he's Lord whether I believe it or not. That still doesn't change the truth. But I'm going to receive him today. Now there is an explosion in your soul. That's what this word power means. So for in it, how to get right with God is revealed. Then it says, from faith to faith. That is maybe from your grandmother to your mother to you. Or from a young faith to a mature faith. From dark despair to glorious victory. Hear me now. Me saying to you, you know, you really should receive Christ and know Jesus. It's certainly all truth. Or me saying to you, you know what? You need an asbestos suit where you're going, like they used to say to me for 30 years. That's still truth, but that's not dynamite. There's no dynamite in that. But when I say to you, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, in Jesus Christ, you see, now there's the dynamite, right? Remember last week, 1 Corinthians 1:17, for the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those that are perishing, but to you and I, to us who are being saved, the Bible says, it is the dynamite of God. It's the you here in the gospel, you saying, that's for me. Count me in. And this is the explosion that takes place. Laden with dynamite. Sin's going to kill you, but Jesus can save you. He's already paid the price. All you have to do is receive him. So this is what he means when he says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the dynamite of God to salvation for everyone who believes. But think on that one today. The dynamite of God. The dynamite of God. The dynamite of God revealed in the message of the gospel. And he's certainly not ashamed of the spiritual dynamite that can transform an entire world. and neither should we. All right, next up. He's going to show everyone that they need the gospel and that all are sinners, no matter who you are. He's going to throw every human being under the bus now, so to speak. Verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. That means people who know the truth but try to prevent you from knowing it. Like drug companies. They're guilty of this, aren't they? Do you think it's because they care about you? That they say on the end of every commercial on TV, this may cause stroke, heart attack, or even death. Or the COVID vaccine. They suppress the truth for evil purposes. They know it, but they want to keep you from knowing it. You know the truth, but you suppress it and hold it down. The Greek word katecho means to hold down. Reminds me of an old Three Stooges episode when they discovered oil underneath a water pump on a farm. So they removed the pump and put Curly on top of the pipe. And then, whoop, up it goes. And there goes Curly up into the stratosphere. And that's what happens when a man tries to suppress the truth of the glorious power of God. It's like sitting on a little 6-inch pipe trying to hold this almighty hurricane that's almighty God, to hold the truth down. Same here. The truth is like a great geyser ready to explode. And there's people out here who know the truth and are sitting on that pipe trying to suppress the truth, trying to keep you from knowing the truth. They suppress the truth, like COVID and where it came from. They know it. They just don't want you to know it. Or the COVID vaccine, right? And its damage being untested. They know it, but they suppress it. They don't want you to know it. Or the million other things out here that they know but won't disclose to you. Like the Pharisees, who knew that Jesus was the Messiah, but they suppressed the truth in unrighteousness. They paid off the guards who were watching his tomb. They paid them off so that they wouldn't talk. And they suppressed the truth and unrighteousness. They knew, but they were phonies and frauds. Most of these crooked politicians out here suppress the truth and unrighteousness. They know it, but they try to keep you from knowing it. Which is why the government and the FBI tried to take over Twitter and Facebook a couple years ago, so that they continue to suppress the truth in unrighteousness. And there's also the personal application of this verse, that you suppress the truth that's been given to you. So not just organizations or companies or things like that, or the government or drug companies, but you, this is the much better way to take this, is he's talking to you. You suppress the truth. Verse 19, because, meaning this is what you did. This is what you did to suppress the truth. It says, because what may be known of God is manifest in them. Now let's make this personal. What may be known of God is manifest in you. Not them, you. Sorry, this was me Monday through Saturday. Now at 11 o'clock, now it's your turn. I got it for 160 some odd hours this week. What may be known of God is manifest in you because God has shown it to you right here in your heart. You've got the truth all along. It's right here in your kidneys, in your intestines. Remember, the Lord Jesus, he even says, I am he who searches minds and hearts. But that word for hearts is your intestines. Like that old saying, you know, we have, oh, I had a gut feeling about that. He even searches that. Because God has shown it to you and in you, deep down inside where you can't miss it, which is why the Bible says that you are without excuse. You know that you know that you know that Jesus is real and that Jesus is Lord and that the Bible is true. And that all of this that we live in here is intelligent design, not evolution. Intelligent design. Now, to reject that is to suppress the truth that God has already shown you. And that rejection, if permanent, will cost you your soul. Remember, there's no such thing as an atheist. A so-called atheist is someone who suppresses the truth and unrighteousness, and someone who refused to bow the knee to the Son of God. Now, you come into my office for 30 minutes and you won't leave an atheist or an agnostic. You'll either leave as a fool who won't bow the knee, or you'll leave as my brother. That's how I hope you'd leave. I mean, even the word agnostic means fool. So you call yourself that. Don't get upset at me. I'm just agreeing with you, right? You're an agnostic. That's what the word gnosis is, the Greek word for smarts, for knowledge. You've just called yourself a fool. If you knew what the word means, you wouldn't call yourself that. It's like wearing a t-shirt that says, I'm with stupid, and the arrow is pointing up at your skull. Who would do that? Would you wear a shirt that says, I'm with stupid, pointing at yourself? You see, now that you know what the word means, you see, you wouldn't call yourself that. Verse 19, because what may be known of God is manifest in you, for God has shown it to you. Let me poke a little and let me do a little prodding this morning. What part of God loves you do you not like? Why does that verse make you angry that God loves you? Jesus was crucified for that message because people refused to give up their power or their position or their stuff, and they missed out on eternal life. I mean, in your opinion, do you think Jesus dying in your place because the wages of sin is death, do you personally think that Jesus dying in your place is good news? Or does that news make you angry? It's either one of those two. And if it does make you angry, may I suggest that you've been deceived? That's all. You've been deceived. We just got to make it right today. That's all. If you're upset that God loves you, let's get the smoke to clear here, and let me humbly suggest to you that you've been deceived. No one is upset when someone loves them. No one. And if you feel that way, you've had help. You've had help. Now, verse 20, and more proof and more evidence against you if you try to plead ignorance. It says, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes. Now, look how far he stretches this, he says. He says, since the creation of the world, God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are, look what it says, without excuse. God's invisible attributes, they're clearly seen. Look around. All of this is no accident. God's invisible attributes are clearly seen. His invisible attributes of holding this world together. His invisible attributes of all that he has done. And they're all understood by the things that are made. Do you think Niagara Falls is an accident? Do you think a sunset in Isla Mirada, Florida is an accident? Or the Continental Divide, when you come out of the Eisenhower Tunnel in Colorado and you look around, and do you really think that that is an accident? And God says to you, his invisible attributes, they're clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Do you think the earth tilts at 23 degrees is an accident? His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Even his eternal power and his Godhead, so that they are, look what the text says next. It says, without excuse. The word is apologetos with an A in front of it. Without an excuse, like the dog ate my homework, kind of, without excuse. Where we get our word apology from, but with the A in front of it negates the word. No apology, without an excuse. There's nothing you can say. Reminds me of that old song. It's probably too old for Jace to know this one. I'm sorry, so sorry. Now, who wrote that song? I'll give you a dollar if you can tell me who did that. Where's Linda? Brenda Lee. You won't be able to say that to God. Well, on Judgment Day, I'm sorry. Everyone's without excuse. We'll be without an excuse because God's invisible attributes are clearly seen. They are understood by the things that are made. All the God-denying scientists on TV are those who suppress the truth and unrighteousness. All the brainy, universe-loving atheists out there all know the truth because God has shown it to them and he's shown it in them. They're without excuse. His invisible attributes are clearly seen. They're understood by the things that are made, so that they are without excuse on Judgment Day when you stand before God. Verse 21, because although they knew God, you see, I just told you. Although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful. But they became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became, you see, I told you what the word agnostic meant. It's not me. Look what the text calls them. Professing to be wise, they became fools. And they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. So, that would be what? Environmentalists?
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.